Everton, what's the word on the Dubs?
The word is about them that seemingly they've improved, Tom, with every game. They're supposed, we said, they've got Rory O'Carroll at full back, and they will drop, seemingly, the centre half back. They'll drop him a bit in front of him to cover him. Murray, the centre half back. They've two very good wing half backs. The captain, Cooper, and Devereaux, the other wing back, is very good. They're physically strong in the middle of the field, and then, you know, they've a centre half forward. He's a very, very hard worker. The centre half forward is a very, very hard worker. And then, you know, inside they've Barney Rocks and Dean Rock. They're a big, physically strong team, you know, so, you know, that's you know, what they're about. And, you know, the word on the ground in Dublin is good. They're hot favourites. They're 1-2 on, which is very, very interesting. They're hot favourites to win it, and a lot of belief. And there's a lot of belief in Dublin. I was in Dublin there at the start of the week, and there's a lot of belief in Dublin in this team, Tom.
And you know, they won Leinster last year. They were beaten by Cork by a point, I think, in a semi-final. The Cork team that went on to win the All-Ireland.
That's right. And there's five of them in the Dublin senior panel at the minute as well. Five of the team, John McCarthy's son, one of them as well, is in the Dublin senior panel. I mean, definitely things have happened at underage in Dublin. There's no doubt about that. You see their, you know, their under-21 team getting the All-Ireland final. Their minor team hammered Tyrone last night in the league final. And Kildare actually beat that Dublin minor team in the first round of the Dublin and the Leinster Championship, even though they're back in it. So you can see things are happening definitely in Dublin. There's a lot of work going on. And even Leinster, you see it in Kildare, that the work is definitely going in on the ground in Leinster at the minute. But, you know, they are definitely coming in Dublin. There's been a lot of work put into this. Jerry McEntee had this team at under-16 level. I think he had them at minor as well.
Yeah. And what's your advice to Jim and the boys?
I just keep doing the same thing. It's going to be a wee bit different. You probably might have a parade and that kind of thing in the final. But I think these lads are ready for anything. And Jim has them prepared for everything, you know. And just, you know, what you need is you know, you've preparation done. You need that wee bit of luck on the night, hard work and things to go right for you. And, you know, you make your own luck when you put in the hard work. So I think it's a 50-50 game, and it's down to how everybody performs on the night on both sides. And maybe a refereeing decision could make the difference, you know. Hopefully one thing, Tom, doesn't happen is that, you know, the referees sometimes make decisions. They didn't get their own way at Congress and that there. People maybe in Croke Park make decisions about changing. We always see the start of the championship, you know, silly rules coming in, then we don't see them at the end of the championship. I hope nothing like that happens this Saturday night.